Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. President Biden has a long list of priorities. Control of the coronavirus heads the list, but he has told us that he wants to work across the aisle. But if the Democrats ram through Congress the $1.9 trillion relief package without some meaningful compromise, where is the shared responsibility? And on top of that, Democrats are pressing ahead with impeachment of former President Trump. It's all politics. It's time for our politicians to find some bipartisanship. There are some good things happening. The Department of Agriculture is aware that we have hungry people, and the department is moving quickly to help. But on the foreign affairs front, President Biden reached out to Russian leader Putin, and they agreed to extend our arms control agreement that was due to expire. Whatever we can do to limit the risk of nuclear war is vital. We've had a travel ban on South African H-2A workers, and we need them to help harvest our crops. Well, that ban has been lifted along with H-2B laborers, and they work in our food plants. Food price inflation last year jumped up 3.4%. That was much higher than recent years. Food inflation rate has been around 2% or below for years. And the Department of Agriculture predicts a 1 or 2% grocery store increase this year. But I expect more than that with the higher farm prices. Just out of the blue, with all of the talk and push to limit climate change, we're reading articles talking about carbon as a new cash crop for farmers. Top producer Farm Magazine writes about the chase to capture carbon. And Mike Frank, CEO of Nutrien Ag Solutions, had this to say, and I quote, "We think this is going to be a $100 billion industry, and agriculture could get rewarded for what it's doing today and what it can do tomorrow." Land O'Lakes, a farmer cooperative, has already offered to work with their farmers to cash in on carbon dioxide trapped in the soil. Who would have ever predicted that we would be talking about this? On my last note, I want to recognize fellow cabinet member George Shultz. He was 100 years old and passed away this week. As Secretary of State, he did a super job for President Reagan. Everyone respected him. I loved working with him. And after President Reagan lifted the Soviet grain embargo, I wanted a trade agreement with the Soviet Union. Well, Secretary of State George Shultz gave me the green light. And with the help of Bill Brock, U.S. Trade Representative, we got it done. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.